If you're not sure what your low ticket offer should be or include, this episode is for you. For too long, we've been sold the idea that high ticket is the only way. Well, it's not. And in this show, you're going to hear from entrepreneurs in wildly different niches building six and seven figure businesses, selling low ticket courses, memberships, and services that are impacting the lives of thousands of people. Amazing, right? So let's start the show. Today on the show, I'm joined by Kathy Olson, one half of the amazing duo behind Funnel Gorgeous and the de facto offer building resource, OfferCure, with over 5,000 units sold. Fair warning, you're going to hear a lot of the word gorgeous in this episode.
Hi guys, my name is Kathy Olson, and I am the co-founder of Funnel Gorgeous at funnelgorgeous.com, where I paired up with Julie Stoyan. Some of you guys may have heard her name before. She's pretty amazing. So my background is in graphic design and web design. I was classically trained, you know, from a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, but I do some crazy different things now. I've been a business owner for a while. I used to do custom websites and stuff like that. And I've worked at big companies working with multi-billion dollar brands like Best Buy and Costco and Disney and Apple and all kinds of crazy things to starting my own business kind of on the side in the middle of the recession, which was crazy. I'm kind of I don't do things super crazy. I do them calculated crazy. So I don't know if that's a thing, but I do think
we'll have to define that. Calculated crazy.
Yeah. So over the course of my business, I've been in business for myself about 12 years before Funnel Gorgeous started. Funnel Gorgeous is about 2 years old, or almost 2 years old, I guess. In a couple months, we'll be 2 years old. But I do have an ability to look and kind of pay attention to what's happening in the industry and pivot very quickly. So one of the things was I had met Julie Stoyan, and she was amazing. I had hired her to work with her one-on-one, helped me build a funnel, which it was like, I really had just barely heard of sales funnels at that point. And we just hit it off. We just really kind of complete each other. So we created Funnel Gorgeous as kind of a bridge between the two worlds. I come from the design world, you know, very visual. And also I really would focus on like feminine kind of design because it was a gap in the market, right? When I worked corporate, it was all masculine and or neutral, which is basically masculine. But nobody really was doing, you know, feminine design. And so because I was doing something nobody was doing, it really blew up. But when she met me, I was very much in the design world, very much thought like looks matter, you know, like that's what we're taught as designers. And then on the other side, Julie was like marketing, sales, and she definitely appreciated that, but she was very heavy into studying like psychology of sales and, you know, like direct marketing techniques and copywriting. And so she kind of came from the other world, which thinks the opposite, basically that they are the only ones that matter. So that, you know, as long as your copy is really good and your offer is really amazing, that you can have the ugliest thing ever and it'll still sell. So it's like the two worlds believe that they exist on their own and that they are the best. But what we started to believe and realize as we worked together was that the two worlds together are much better, right? It's like the perfect 10 when you can bring them both together and they're both stronger together. And so that's kind of the basis of what Funnel Gorgeous was built on, that idea of that we can have amazing, you know, conversion-based sales and marketing things and beautiful brands, you know, high-end branding, ethical, like authentic branding, and bring them together. And so everything we do now is based on those principles. And we've started like kind of a movement, I guess, in a way, not really intentionally, but we said like, hey, this is what we believe. Who's coming with us?
And thousands like, have.
Yeah. They're like, yes, even though I get it, our name is Funnel Gorgeous. The male side of things we're trying to work on and say, it's okay to be gorgeous. You know,
I'm in it. I'm a customer for life. So you've got me.
Yeah. So, and it's about, you know, like heart-centered marketing and stuff too, which I think people really nowadays, especially are resonating with. So it's been an amazing ride. Yeah.
And you guys have like an amazing suite of offers and everything from like beautiful templates that work in, you know, WordPress, Kajabi, ClickFunnels, to like just amazing offers that help people create offers, market offers, all those things. In this interview, though, we're focused specifically on, would you consider OfferCure your like front end, like the way that people are introduced to like your brand?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it didn't start out that way. So we started out in the middle, and we weren't a business at first. We were just a course. Our first course was Funnel Gorgeous. So it took us some time to get around to building that low ticket offer, but it was way overdue. Like we were teaching how to do them before that. And then we thought, and we just had to keep explaining it. And we're like, okay, it's time. Like, we really need to build this low ticket offer. Because our templates were kind of low ticket, but they are sort of just, they're tools, right? They're not, mm-hmm. They don't teach anybody how to use the tools. So it was very overdue by the time that we created Offer Gear. But when we did, oh my gosh, like, oh boy, like everything kind of blew up from there. And people were like, what are you doing? Why are you creating a $37 offer? Why are you giving this much away for $37? Like, it's really, people don't get it. They don't really see it from the outside, but the inside, we understand. You definitely understand how powerful it can be for a business and how it can grow like it's the right way to go. You know, mm-hmm. We don't even really suggest going to freebies anymore. I mean, freebies are okay and they have a place. But those paid offers, man, like those low ticket paid offers, like there's nothing like it.
I love that you said that you were like, people were asking for it. Like you didn't just like one day dream of this idea. Like there was already demand and you guys are perfectly equipped to fulfill that. And, you know, I had a conversation earlier today with someone else and it was just that same idea of like, if you're out there and you're thinking about a low ticket offer, like, you know, look at what people are asking you. Look at what problems you have in your own life Absolutely. That you could solve. And in a lot of cases, even if you have a high ticket course or whatever, like there's probably something in there, a smaller problem that could be splintered off and turned into a low ticket offer. Okay, so Offer Cure, let's talk about this.
Sure.
It is, well, one, it's amazing. So everyone go buy it. So I'm just gonna say that. I literally in my mastermind, like just before this call, I literally just said everyone should own this product. And you know, there's people in my mastermind that are like seven-figure entrepreneurs. I'm like, still go buy this $37 product.
We've had like super famous names. I'm probably not allowed to say who.
Yeah.
But I'll be sitting there watching our Stripe. I mean, I get like texts or messages on my phone when we get Stripe hits, you know, and I'll see all these famous names and then I'll message Julie and I'll be like, oh, so-and-so just got Offer Here. So we totally see that, but it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So give us the details on like, how did this go from people are asking about this to this product? Like, how did you guys create what it is?
Very good question. So I think that with all of our products, we're listening. We can't really even build as fast as people are asking for stuff, but I think that's because we built kind of community first versus like trying to guess a product and throw it out there and see what sticks. We really, really pay attention to what people are saying and what they're struggling with. But we also don't ask people directly, like, what do you want? Because people don't know what they want. They literally don't know what they need. I mean, sometimes you can glean some information from it, but you still have to filter it through what's going on and what would be best for them. So really, we had done it several times. You know, we had kind of gone through the offer process, but we saw that people were skipping the offer process and they were going straight to building funnels and like writing within the funnels. Like they would buy our templates and be filling in the blanks versus that's not the way we do it. We do it in our business. We do offer first. And so we thought, well, it's the hardest part to do, keeping them from, you know, selling. It's keeping them from being successful. And a successful funnel cannot work without a great offer. And so that's kind of why I almost think that's actually a lot of the reason we did make it low ticket, because it's so pivotal to success that we had to have it in as many hands as possible. So if that helps anybody that's listening, if there's something that's like your keystone topic that will stop them from getting everything else you do, or that will like, that is stopping them from whatever, moving forward. It's like the big obstacle. It's like the big domino, right? If they just figure this thing out, then they could do these other things with me and I could help them in this other way. That is a really good idea, a really good start for a low ticket offer, because you're kind of like lowering the barrier of entry, saying, hey, everybody get this, no matter what kind of product you have, right? Like, and start to get this working. And this is the hardest part. So once you get this, it's kind of downhill from here. Mm.
That's good. I mean, it's a lot of, I can imagine people saying, well, that's my most valuable thing. I have to charge more for it. And it's like one of those things where, you know, if you can help someone get a result, I'm a big fan of like really small promises, like small price, small promise. And if like, even if the promise like is small, you know, if it improves someone's life, like they'll buy it. And you guys have a big promise and it's you deliver on that. But like, if you're out there and you're just like, no one's going to pay for this because it's just this small. People need 8 modules and 17 worksheets and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's not what people want. Like, they want the result. And so you guys figured out, like, yeah, they can go buy your templates and have a pretty looking sales page, but if the offer sucks, no one's going to buy it. And so first we need to solve that problem. Then they can buy our templates. Then they can buy everything else we have. But at the very least, at like the very beginning, this idea of like that cornerstone, like the offer.
Yeah. You reminded me of the actual conversation that I had with Julie. So we were talking about teaching offer, and I actually don't even think that we at that point had planned on doing a tiny offer. We hadn't even really given it a price point yet. We were just in the early stages of thinking about teaching offer. And I was sitting there thinking, I remember I went to Chick-fil-A for lunch. This is so random, but I just like remember exactly where I was at. And I was sitting in the car, like listening to my boxes from her. And I thought, why are people like, I know there's stuff about offer out right now. There's a ton of things that like put people that we know of that are teaching offer. What are we doing? Like, why are people still not getting it? So if there's already stuff out there, why is there so many people struggling with this? And I just like thought about it. I said, you know what? It's just because it's too overwhelming. Like, it's too much. They're getting overwhelmed with information. They can't get through the content. They just give up before they even get anywhere. And so I remember boxing Julie, and I said, you know what? This is it. It's the problem with, you know, XYZ, all the things that are out there is because they're getting overwhelmed and they're not finishing them because they have all these workbooks and worksheets and modules. And, you know, if we could create this new offer that is easy, simple to use, you know, like a formula, step-by-step, do it in a weekend, then it would just make all the difference. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're totally right. That's what we're going to do. And actually, like, I hadn't even thought about that. And so you just said that right now. That was what we were going to do that was different from everybody else. And so it's why even now people don't really compare our products. Or people will be like, oh, you could get this product or that product, but what's different? And like our customers will say, what's different about OfferCure is that it's easy and simple and like anybody can do it. And that was like the catalyst of also why we created it as a low ticket offer, because it was like the perceived value when something is simple is kind of lower, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth it on the other side. It just means that it's easier to take. And so people like it. Okay, it's only $37. Yeah, like, well, what do I have to lose? But people also like it because they finish it. Like almost every single person that goes through OfferCure actually finishes it. Like, you can finish it in a day if you're really determined. So the fact that people are getting on the other side of it, like that makes it like, oh my gosh, I need to tell everybody about it. It's not very expensive, so I don't feel weird about telling people about it. And I know it's not going to take a lot of time, so everybody can take it. So there was a beauty in that. I don't know if we did it on purpose or not, but it worked out.
I mean, the real question is like, what were you eating at Chick-fil-A? Like, that's the real question that we're all wondering now.
It's so funny. Like have you seen Ratatouille? Like where the guy.
I wouldn't remember the moments, but.
Okay, so there's this part where the bad guy, I guess he's the bad guy, he's the critic, and he eats like a bit of Ratatouille, and it reminds he has this flashback of like when he was younger. And I just like had that when you were saying that, I had this flashback when I was sitting in my car eating Chick-fil-A and boxing Julie, and I'm like, that was the moment. And so it's like that whole moment just kind of came together. But it's just little things like that. Like I said, if you're listening and you're noticing that people are struggling with these long courses, okay, well, we need to make this. So it's all about that open communication and listening to what people are saying. So we use our group, Marketers Heart. We poll people and we say, hey, what are you guys working on? What's struggling? What's the piece that you're not getting? And then just answering questions. And now, of course, that we have other programs and stuff where we are working closer together with our people, like with Launch Gorgeous and stuff, that we're definitely hearing and every step of the way what they're struggling with. And then we look at what else is out there and then say, okay, why is that? Why is what's currently out there not working? Okay, cool. Then let's not be that, you know, kind of pivoting and shifting to make it work.
Well, I think it's important because before I launched Clicko Live, I had that same, and kind of the story behind Clicko Live and even this podcast and show is like, you know, if you're really good at something, it's normal to you. And it's really easy to forget that it is not normal to other people. Like it's one of those things where, like for Clicko Live, it's like going live is just easy. Like, I know how to go live and turn it into sales. It's not hard. And for you. I almost didn't launch it because I was like, oh, everyone knows it. Everyone understands, like, this is what you have to do. And, but they don't. Like, I had, took several conversations, two I remember, with people saying, like, you don't know that what you know is not known by anyone else. You just know that you know it. And, and I think that's, like, really, like, if you're, there's going to be people listening to this show and, like, you've already crossed out an idea for a potential low ticket offer because you said in your head, oh, no one will pay for that. Or that already exists. There's already 10 courses on it. Why would they buy mine? And, like, those are all, like, not real, because there's tons of courses that on going live, yet somehow Clicko Live has taken off. And, the same thing is possible for you.
Yeah, totally. I think it's about formalizing what you do too. That's probably one of the harder parts. And and what a lot of Offer Cure does is, like, splits up an idea into little pieces and like, how do you actually download your brain that you do things that you do automatically, right? So instinctually you do these things and you don't even know what you're doing. So it's hard to teach. Whereas, like, kind of what Offer Cure does is, like, help break it down an idea of, like, okay, how am I going to teach this? What am I going to include? How am I going to make sure I use the rainbow rule? So, like, different type people that learn in different ways can actually soak in the information. And it's one of the hardest things for me personally as a designer. It is so hard for me to teach design and, like, what I see. But the more that I try to make a formula, like, let's say I'm looking at a sales page and I'm like, oh, well, here I would add, you know, more space because we need a pause or a break in the thoughts so that they can, like, think about it for a second, right? But I wouldn't even think of that out loud. I wouldn't go, let me think about what I would do. Like, I just do it, right? So I have to stop. Like, Julie would literally stop me and say, why did you just do that? And I'm like, well, I did that because, and then I have to backtrack and think why I did it. And then I teach that to someone and they're like, oh my gosh, you just told me how to make a decision when I'm looking at something. So it's like, it's kind of breaking down your process in that way. So the things that are instinctual to you become like a set of rules for other people who it's not instinctual for them. And that's like the key. If you can break that down, like, that's just that not people aren't teaching. Like, they're teaching above people's heads very often. And they're saying, you just come up with this idea. And people are like, but how did you come up with that idea? I'm not you. And that's where, like, here's how you come up with an idea. Step one, like, you just have to break it down a little bit more than it would come naturally to you.
We're going to take a pause. Hey, listen, if you're enjoying this show and you want more bonus content and a community of people on a mission to build their own low-ticket, high-impact offers, you got to head to lowtickethighimpact.com. There you can find us hanging out daily, chatting about all things low-ticket offers, including some bonus content from this show. Again, you just got to head to lowtickethighimpact.com. Okay, back to it.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of design, I mean, Offer Cure's sales page is
one of the most copied ones of it.
I know. Well, I wasn't going to go there, but it's kind of a blessing and a curse when you give people templates, right? Because,
totally.
Things start to kind of look the same. Yeah, I get it.
I'm sure you have the same issues, like where you teach things and people don't know, like, what do we copy and what do we not copy? It's like, but it's just a leadership thing. You know, when you see it happen, you have to explain what to do, you know?
Yes. And I've actually come from the film production world. Copyright infringement is, it's a big deal. Like, licensing and ownership is massive. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing when you're selling graphic design templates and not people not being able to resell them. Like, there's all these legalities around it, but like, as a designer, I mean, there's what is needed for people that have low ticket offers, like, what is absolutely needed if they actually want to sell? Like, you guys are selling like a tremendous amount of Offer Cure and all of your other products. And there's just so much you're communicating visually. And for people that are just getting started or thinking of a low ticket offer, like, what are some things that we need to keep in mind?
Yeah, so we actually just created, I designed a little path. Like, here's how you walk through our brand. Because it's not, one thing that's been a little bit hard is that we've built everything kind of not intentionally, like, in order. So it's like, we'll build this, and then we'll build this, and we'll build this. But they kind of build upon each other, even though we built them in different times. And they've changed a little bit, we still had a plan for it. And actually everything we launched in 2019 was a plan that we had basically made in 2018. So it was nothing was just kind of thrown on, stuck on the wall. But what we kind of tell people the path is like, we have a free thing. If you're starting from zero and you don't know anything about funnels, we have a beginner funnel class. So that helps. It's just free. It's at funnelbeginners.com. But then once you kind of understand what funnels are, then we say offer cure. You know, it's the first thing that you would do. You would want to create your offer. And then you really kind of want to get into building out the offer, which would be, you know, probably we have Webinar Gorgeous if you're going to do webinar, or Funnel Gorgeous if you're going to start building a sales page. That's more of a design course. But then, okay, now you want to launch it. That's where Launch Gorgeous would come in. And then now we have Ad Gorgeous on the other
There's
side.
There's a lot of gorgeous like, in your world.
Which like is, you, that's our thing.
Well, you really doubled down on that word.
I forgot about Funnel RX too. So there's Offer Cure and Funnel RX are kind of a bundle. So Offer Cure is the offer side, and Funnel RX teaches you about actual, like how the strategy of a funnel. So, and then once you launch it, there's some really cool like post-launch tools in there. So you can look and see, what the conversion rates are. Is it working? Is it not working? I say the number one thing is that we were hearing is that people don't understand that their funnel is actually working. Like they have these, like, they're like 50% of the people left my offer or my order form. What am I doing wrong? And we're like, wait, are you saying you have a 50% conversion rate? Like, that's freaking amazing. Like, you don't.
I saw that in the Launch Gorgeous recently. Someone had mentioned that. Yeah, like they don't. Don't change a thing.
I said, step away from the funnel. Don't touch it. And she's like, oh no, I already touched it. I was like, no. Anyways, the point is that people don't know what they don't know. So we just try to be there like every step of the way. But I think, offer, you know, figure out your offers, number one. Second would be kind of writing out the copy of the offer and figuring out like, what the structure is. You know, basically you're trying to come up with what your offer stack is, you know, what's all included, how much does it cost, all those kind of good things. And then you finally get to building the funnel, which, like I said, people will usually start with building the funnel, which is not, that should be like the last step. And then of course, you know, launching, amplification, and then post launch kind of stuff. So pretty much now we have I think we basically have all the steps pretty much built out now.
And I think that's a great lesson. You know, if you're listening, this idea of you don't have to have all the pieces, you know, it like done, and you don't have to have all the pieces released in a certain order. It's like, you guys went after like a one big rock first, and then you've slowly been turning over other ones as your community has asked for it or as you have seen fit.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was when you're paying attention to your community, you see what they needed. So we didn't have a lot of beginners. So we didn't start at the beginning because we had a lot of people that were listening, both from my brand on my side and then from Julie's brand on her side. They were both kind of in a mid-level tier. And so that's what we created first. But then we were attracting more beginners that were just completely confused. Like, oh my gosh, you're starting in the middle. Where do I start? And that's when we started like moving backwards and kind of and do it. Like we didn't do the funnel beginner class until like way, way later, but people needed it. You know, we heard more and more beginners were starting and more people were talking about it and sharing it with each other. And they all were like, oh my gosh, you guys got to check out these girls. But they're like, but I'm a beginner. And so we just, you know, it's all about having that open communication and listening.
Yeah. Okay. And then you also have a new thing you just did all about ads. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
The Ad Gorgeous?
Yeah. You didn't talk about that. You had all the things.
I said it at the very end, but that was when you were talking about the gorgeous thing. So I didn't want to overdo the gorgeous.
Sorry. You had all the gorgeous. I told you, like gorgeous everything. It's all gorgeous.
Yeah. We have like all the gorgeous domains. So don't even try it. Gorgeous already purchased. Just in case we ever, you know, create that.
Facebook gorgeous, Twitter gorgeous. I mean, yeah, you got it all.
Ad Gorgeous was super, super, super fun to create. The idea, again, it was very similar to what create, like why we created Offer Cure. And I don't know why we didn't do Offer Gorgeous now that I think about it, but we just, I think it's because, I do know why we called it Offer Cure. We called it Offer Cure because of that same Chick-fil-A lunch day. I said, you know, they're trying all these things and they're not working. And like, this is like the one thing that's going to finally work. It's going to be like the cure to figure out this offer. And that's like how it came out. So anyway, that was that. But then, Ad Gorgeous is, again, it's like, there's tons of people teaching ads. Like, are you kidding me? Like, so like of all the courses, probably like the most people are teaching about ads, mostly Facebook ads. But what they're not teaching, and there was a major gap, is on that creative side. So we hired a Facebook ads. Actually, we have hired several people between our two businesses. We had hired other people, and this is what happens. You hire an ad person, an ad manager, and they say, okay, cool. Here's all the creative you need to send us. And we're like, okay, well, like, what do we say? What's the visual supposed to look like? I mean, you're definitely not taught in design school how to do ads. So not something a graphic designer knows. It's not necessarily even something that like a funnel builder or strategist knows. Like, the whole ad world is a completely different beast on its own. And so we had to really like study and look at like ad creative. Cause again, on the other side, there's tons of people that know numbers. They've all been studying the numbers. They know how to, you know, do all the, yeah, pull all the levers, so to speak. But the most important part is the creative. The creative is the first impression. It gets people to stop the scroll. So it's like everyone's teaching how to pull the levers, but no one's teaching like the frontage, like how to build the front of a store. Like what's going on here? And I know we knew why. It's because it's friggin' hard. Like so hard to know what to do, especially if you're not creative, which most businesses don't have a Kathy on the other side doing creative stuff, right? Most people don't have that. So we thought, how can we break? And we had such a cool process with between me and Julie and our ad person. Like, we're just constantly coming up with really cool ideas for ads and stuff. And then it just like, let's try this. Let's try that. It was a really cool, like Mad Men kind of thing going on. So that we wanted other people to have that. So really AdGorgeous is about coming up with the creative side, coming up with the creative ideas, like really deep seated kind of ideas that will really resonate with people, that will be kind of funny, like trying different types of like angles. We call them micro angles. But figuring out what's the sales message, because that's also where a lot of people were struggling with ads, is that they don't know what to hone in. They're selling the product, but they're not really selling like the solution, and they're not selling one solution. So the biggest thing problem I see with people doing the ads is they try to like, hey, here's the big package, here's what you need to buy. And they actually treat it like a sales page, which is not what you should be doing with ads. You need to focus on one specific problem that they're having, and having all the different ads for all of the specific problems, right? Because you just don't know where it's going to hit. But really, people, when they're getting interrupted in their scroll, they're not looking to solve, you know, all of the problems they ever had. It's like they're just having the one. It's just like that kind of sink your teeth into digestible problem that they're currently having, that they can be like, oh, okay, yeah, I actually do want to know about that. And so it's kind of about that, but just coming up with tons and tons of creative ideas, because once you start running ads, you have to have all of the ideas. Like, your ads, well, I guess I don't know if people know this or not, but ads fatigue very quickly. So especially the more money you put into them, the faster they're going to burn out. So you have to have a machine filling creative ideas, and you will run out pretty quickly. Even if you are creative, you will run out pretty quickly if you don't have like a stockpile. So also AdGorgeous is about like building a stockpile of ideas so that you can have this huge vault and just like boom, 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 as much as you need it.
Yes, I am currently experiencing that ad fatigue right now. And, sure. And I am in mid creation. We also just pivoted to also doing YouTube and Google ads. So I'm
and Pinterest too. You gotta check out Pinterest.
Oh, I know all the things.
But again, it's like a big monster that's gonna eat like more and more and get hungrier and hungrier. And so it's like AdGorgeous is like building the stockpile of food to like throw in its mouth. Just, here you go.
More Chick-fil-A. You're
hungry again. Yeah. Here's a waffle fry. Oh my gosh, leave me alone.
That's awesome. Well, I definitely follow the order, but at the very least, like everyone listening, 100% go sign up for OfferCure. I'll have a link wherever this is. Like, I sent it to like my mastermind clients, because, you know, it's just, there's something really awesome about being able to recommend like a small product, $37, $47, $100 or whatever, that you know, like gets amazing results. And so if you're out there and you're like, low ticket, that is the amazing thing about it, is it becomes really easy for people to buy it. And we were talking a little bit before we started this about this idea of, you know, once they're in your world and you've given them a tremendous amount of value, it becomes a lot easier to sell them the next thing. And you guys are living proof of that, right? You guys just had a massive launch with a higher priced course that, you know, probably resulted as a result or came about as a result of the trust that people had from OfferCure, AdGorgeous, FunnelRx. I mean, you guys are just constantly yeah. putting out amazing products.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's because it's hard to explain, but I think that really it's the hardest journey for someone to take is from free to paid. So it's once they're in your world, it's really not a huge upsell to like sell them whatever, right? Like if it's $100 more, if it's $1,000 more, like it really doesn't matter at that point. It's all about building that initial trust. And so for someone even to spend, you know, $10 with you, just to make the physical, you know, I need to go up, get up and go get my credit card out and put it down and feel like kind of like scared to put those numbers, like that's the hardest part is getting off the couch, going to grab your card or whatever, right? Even if you have Apple Pay, right? You still gotta like do your Face ID, whatever. But like that is the hardest part, no matter what it costs. And so that was why OfferCure. There's two reasons why OfferCure works so well. I think number one because it's low ticket. It seems really juicy. You know, we do a good job of selling it. But two because of people, like just what you said, like people are getting through it. And then when they get through it, like the testimonials, like we don't even have to talk about it anymore because everybody else is talking about it. They're like, oh my gosh, I took this one course. This is like 101. Everyone has to take this. Like it's not the first time I've heard people, even with high ticket clients, they're like, I tell my high ticket clients, start here because it saves them time, right? If you're coaching somebody and you don't want to bother talking about offer, throw them $37 OfferCure and then they take it and they're like in a better place where you start. So many people just getting through it and finishing it and having those like testimonial and those aha moments, like it's like creating raving fans, right? So the two sides of that is yes, it's a lower barrier of entry. It's hard to get people from zero to buy it, but people will come into our Facebook group and there's so many people talking about OfferCure. They're like, I'm buying it now. So maybe even they were afraid to spend $37, but once everyone else is talking about it, they'll forget about it. Like there's no reason why they wouldn't buy it at that point.
Yeah. So if you're out there again, I'm going to keep saying it, like you've got a low ticket idea somewhere. It's probably something you've already thought about. It's going to help people. And then you can still sell them the thing on the, afterwards, that's more expensive. It's just a really, really good way to get an audience of buyers. And you'll hear me talk about that on the show a lot, but it's, you know, once you have an audience of buyers, your life as a marketer becomes a lot easier because you have built a tremendous, assuming your products are good, you've built a tremendous yeah. amount of trust yeah. with them.
We say that like, it has to hurt. You know, we definitely say in those low ticket offers, you should be giving really good information, like so much that it almost hurts to give it, but that's going to create that trust. And again, remember, that's the hardest part for them to take. So once they take that part, you should be spending almost all your time and energy and like giving it all, your all, like just leaving it all on the table for those low ticket products, which seems weird, but because you really don't make a lot of money on the low ticket products. It's really like the majority of your profit is after, but that's the hardest part. You got them in the door and now they're listening. And so it's worth spending, you know, like the money, time, the energy, all the things on getting that over that trust, like building that trust bridge, right? Where they get on the other side of it. Because after that, it's like, it's all gravy. As long as you did what you said you were going to do and you did a good job and you gave it all, people see that, they recognize it, and they're like, we can tell you worked really hard on this. And people have said, this is worth way more. Like they said to us so many times, why are you charging so little? But then they're like, oh, I totally get it because I just signed up for your, you know, thousands of dollar program. Like now I get why you did what you did. So yeah, it makes sense once you're kind of in the ecosystem, but it seems kind of counterintuitive because and because a lot of people do the free stuff, but I think there's also a level of people who buy, right? So people who will put $37 down, even though it's not a ton of money, they'll spend it. They are the people who are ready, right? Because they're not going to spend $37 if they're just kind of kicking the tires. So they're like in a better place already because they're serious. They want to get started. They're ready to move. Whereas people who download your freebie, like we've seen this a little bit with some of the freebies we have, OfferCure, the people who come out of OfferCure are such a different type of person than the people that are doing the freebies. But we also make our freebies really good too. So that's kind of another bridge.
Basically, do all things well. That's the lesson for
we try. We're not perfect. We're definitely not perfect. And there does come a part where we're like, yeah, this is good enough. It just got to get out. So we're not definitely not perfect, but we just try really hard to make things good.
And you can always iterate. Like, I'm sure you guys are in there with your sales page or whatever. You're always looking at your numbers and your ads. Like, you're always just tweaking.
Yep, for sure.
Well, hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate that you guys you've started the movement around marketing with heart, and that you're just great leaders and examples of showing up and serving people, and as a result, having a thriving business. So I appreciate you being here, and I'm excited to see what's next.
Yeah, I think when you do build a business like you were saying, on things that you're really good at, it's even more fun. You know, like it's fun to build with your brain and use your talents, like all your unique strengths and everything you kind of been through, to build some amazing products. It's a lot more fun than anything else. And you are showing up and you're doing you're like in your genius zone. Like there's just nothing like that. There's no drug in the world, I guess, that I would say that feels better than you working in your genius zone and helping other people understand what you already understand. It's nothing like it.
Inspiring, right? And there's even more for bonus content and an amazing community of entrepreneurs building and scaling low ticket offers, including a top secret tip from Lindsay Padilla on scaling your Facebook ads while keeping your KPIs in check. Head on over to lowtickethighimpact.com. Until next time, friend.